CliffCentral.com. So, George, how are you?
Yeah, good. And you, Gareth?
Good. There's always good. Lots and lots of news in motoring and in the motoring lifestyle, and that's what we try to do every Friday. We try to bring you a little synopsis of the big stories. George covers them, and of course, you can find out all the details if you listen to Auto Central, which is every Monday at 9 o'clock on CliffCentral.com. It's a great show. They cover a bunch of different things, have exciting guests. And it's really a motoring show, but it's also a show about cars and about all kinds of things attached to that that you might not think would be attached to cars. So if you're not a big petrol head, you still find things in that show to listen to. And this morning, George has got a couple of stories for us. What do you got?
Absolutely. Well, BMW, everybody knows the 3 Series.
Yes.
I had one back in 1995. One of those box shape 3 series, 3-5 shadow line.
For those, those were quite cool cars in those days. Yeah?
Well,
BMW, now if you see one, you run a mile because you think it's probably a gangster.
One of those old ones, yeah, no, true, especially with tinted windows. BMW revealed its a smarter 7th generation 3 series.
Oh yeah.
And this looks, I mean, they played it safe. I mean, it looks very much like the its predecessors, but it is a lot lighter, and the cabin space inside is a little bit bigger. But the interesting thing about this car is that the M340i, which is a 3-liter 6-cylinder turbo petrol engine, does 0 to 100 in 4.4 seconds, just 0.1 seconds slower than the current M3.
It looks BMW-ish.
It does.
I mean, it's, you know, there's a BMW look. What makes this one special, and would you ever think about buying one if you had unlimited money?
No, because I've had one before. Not because it's a bad car, but because I've just committed myself to driving different cars over my lifetime.
Speaking of which, and I don't mean to interject on the BMW issue, but I do want us to get to, because this week is obviously the week of the petrol price increase, and a lot of people will be horrified when they go to fill up their cars this week. They'll be thinking, I've got a downgrade. We should maybe put together a list of the most fuel-efficient cars so that people can go and start shopping around for those.
Good plan. I'll do that for next week, but look at hybrids.
Yes, of course.
Look at hybrids.
But we have places to charge?
Well, remember, the hybrid charges itself because it's petrol and electric. So you don't sit with that charging problem when it comes to hybrid. Look at hybrids. The Honda makes a brilliant hybrid, and you should look at a hybrid if you want to save fuel.
I'm looking up the Honda as we speak. All right. So BMW, you wouldn't buy that new M340i.
I mean, beautiful car, bigger cabin space, bigger engine. I'm assuming that because it's as fast as the M3, the next M3 is going to be lightning quick.
Right.
But the only reason I wouldn't buy it is because I've had one before and it's not a bad car. I just want to drive different cars.
Sure.
That's the only reason.
And also, because of who you are, you can't have something like that. It's a bit safe. It's a bit too well known.
True.
Like you can't just commit to that car.
No. The rest of us,
people got to expect a lot.
Yeah. People look at what George drives and they care.
Yeah.
I don't care what I drive.
Well, that gives me the excuse to drive V8s. So,
right.
So
damn right, and you use
V8.
It.
I love V8s. Just because of the noise, and they're going to go away soon. So, and then an interesting study: could silence in your car make it safer? Apparently, blasting your favorite tune could cause you to have an accident because of attention deficit. Scientists have studied this, and apparently, if your ears and your eyes are concentrating on the same thing, you are more perceptive to what's going on the road. If your ears are listening to music that isn't between apparently 60 to 80 beats per minute, your attention has to be split between what you're seeing and what you're hearing. So therefore, things like Guns N' Roses or heavy metal are out of the window, and you should start listening to Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran.
That's interesting, because I once read a survey. I can't give you the citation because I can't remember what it was, but they said that the most dangerous song you can listen to, the most out of all songs that you could listen to, the most dangerous song is a classical piece called The Ride of the Valkyries. They say that is the most dangerous song you could listen to because it's violent, it's aggressive, it puts people in a certain kind of mood, and therefore it's a very bad idea.
Well, I've noticed in the gym, I don't know if you've noticed, if you go to you know, one of the gyms,
worst music in the world,
but the more aggressive the music, don't you find the guys start throwing the weights around?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yes.
So music changes our mood.
But it's such an assault to the ears, gym music.
It is, eh?
Gym music and that sound of the smashing of the weights. But this is what they say is the most dangerous song you can listen to while you're driving. And if you want people to get aggressive, this is what they should listen to. It's that dun-dun-da-da-da-da, right?
And you're waiting for the ghost to come out the corner.
I mean, there might have been an even worse song that's been written since then. We don't know. But quite possibly that's still near the top of the charts.
Absolutely. So apparently between 60 and 80 beats per minute, that's the optimal music rhythm or tempo to listen to. Otherwise, you run the risk of having to split your attention. Now, here's an interesting story. I don't know if you saw Elon Musk's tweets in the last week or two.
No, I think a lot of people have rather tried to avoid them because, especially if you're a Tesla stockholder, you don't want to know what he's tweeting. What is he saying?
So, to cut a long story short, he tried to play a hardball with the SEC because he apparently said that he had a secured funding to take the company private, and that was part of that whole tweet that that made the stock plummet. But that wasn't the worst of it. He apparently said to his board that they have to reject the offer by the SEC, which was a settlement offer of $10 million. Mm-hmm. So what the SEC did was said, well, stuff you, we're now going to sue you for securities fraud. And he had to go back, tail between his legs, and the SEC then said to him, well, in that case, initially we said you're off as chairman of the board for 2 years and you can stay on as CEO and you can pay $10 million in a fine. Now, because you've pushed back 3 years, not chairman of the board, and $20 million SEC fine.
He should have taken that first offer.
He should have. But he shouldn't have played hardball.
Didn't Elon watch Billions? Don't you see how dangerous these SEC guys can be? They come in, they take all your computers, they requisition everything, they get warrants, you could get arrested, you could get locked up in jail, you get fined.
You don't mess with those guys.
No.
They are ruthless, absolutely ruthless. So you know, while he's a genius coming up with the electric car and the stuff that he has and SpaceX and the solar panels and batteries, he's a little bit of a numbnut when it comes to his leadership style.
Yeah, but you know, these guys start to get high on their own supply.
Yeah,
they start to believe their own PR bullshit.
Oh, they get sloppy.
Yeah.
They are so clinical with what makes them who they are, and then they get to the stage where they just feel they're so big and they get sloppy.
Also, if you do hear Elon in the very few interviews that he does, he sounds like he's very considered, but maybe that's also because he wants to sound like he's very considered.
Maybe
you never
it's
know.
All a facade. You don't know. I mean, I think he's a very smart individual, but
sure.
To Ben's point, you know, people get ahead of themselves. They get so successful that I'm like God.
Sloppy.
You're not.
Yeah,
unfortunately, you're not even if you're Donald Trump. No. You're not.
Even if you did go to Boys High in Pretoria.
And then finally, a sad thing happened last weekend at the Russian Grand Prix, and that is Mercedes-Benz forced Bottas to slow down so that Lewis Hamilton could win the race.
Yeah, Ben had some things to say about this, and roundly criticized one of our listeners who wanted to know more about it. And Ben said, there's nothing more to know.
What's that? Team orders happen.
You know, strategically, they did the right thing from a reputational point of view. Whether they did the right thing or not it remains to be seen. But it definitely raised Valtteri Bottas's profile because you can imagine people are feeling sorry for him now. He should have won that race. He was on pole. He got told to slow down.
Even if he did, what would it actually matter? I mean, Toto, the big bad wolf, says, I'll take responsibility. We've almost forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Emerson's doing his absolute best to try to keep people watching the Japanese Grand Prix this week by saying, oh, well, you know, there's still so much to play for. Bollocks.
Nothing.
No. I mean, there's 125 points still available, and there's a 50-point gap between Vettel and Hamilton, which means that...
But unless Vettel's putting a banana in Hamilton's exhaust at every race...
Or a potato.
Yeah.
No, Hamilton has to actually come almost nowhere for one or two races for him to win. So it's going to be a bit of a procession, I think.
He needs his legs chopped off. He'll still probably find a way of getting a podium.
All right, so next week we will check in with George, find out what the best fuel-efficient cars are. I'm excited to hear about that because I'm also thinking, when I filled up yesterday evening, I said to Ben, 992. And that's just for the price on diesel, by the way. To fill my car, which I told you I'm not really in love with anymore, so maybe it's time for a change. And someone sent me this, George, which should make you laugh. They said, I was riding my bike with my girlfriend Ruth, and she fell off the back of the motorbike. I rode on ruthlessly. bit of stupidity for Friday morning for you. All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Have an excellent weekend. Don't fall off your bike. CliffCentral.com.